This week, Jackson finally discovers self-care, and I am very happy for him. And then we test my gamer knowledge. Do you know more than me?
Yes.
It's dangerous.
There's pigeons, and they won't go away. Oh. They flew away when I did that. They knew.
Oh my god, you told them to speak the language of their
I know the language of their people. I sure did. What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about video game knowledge.
Boom! And this week's episode is brought to you by our Patreon producers, Miss Teary and John. Learn more about how to be awesome like them later in the show. Juicebox, happy. It's Tuesday, so happy Tuesday when we're recording this. How you doing? It's great to see you. It's good to be back always.
I know. I'm good. This week is much better. I'm much better this week. Mm-hmm. So far so good. Like, I've got, I have got prides starting to come up. So, like, I've got in the next two-ish weeks are my kind of, like, chill getting ready for stuff, but I don't actually work a lot this summer, so I'm not like too worried about it. I'm very unbooked and unblessed this summer.
So what you're saying is, if anyone wants a private gig, reach out.
I guess, but I'm also like kind of, I don't know. I'm kind of like happy.
Okay.
Because there's like a bunch of stuff that I don't get to do because I'm usually working a lot during the Pride season. Mm-hmm. And now with a lot of the gigs being canceled because a lot of the funding has been pulled, I can kind of like open myself up to do some of the fun things that I never get to do to just enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. So just kind of just trying to see the bright side of things. I've got my whole life to be super busy during Pride. It's okay to have a slow one.
Nice. I like it. Listen, you said the important thing. I'm kind of happy. And that's all we can hope for. You know what I mean?
At this point in life, getting a kind of out of there.
That's all we need at the end of the day. I'm feeling kind of happy about it.
I feel fine.
You're succeeding.
Yeah.
Honestly, fine. I'll take it.
Thriving.
I'll take it. fine. Feeling fine is the new thriving.
Feeling fine. Yeah, but I feel really good. I'm trying to think about anything that has changed since the last time I saw you. I'm almost on Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Still the worst name ever, but like people loving on that game.
I know, but I am just like, I need you to start playing it. Like, I'm foaming at the mouth. Me and Tommy, my manager, we text about it every single day.
No way. So what you're saying is I can get in the group chat and Tommy will finally be nice to me.
Oh, he would be so nice to you.
Whoa.
He would be so nice to you. Like, he's had some very stressful things happen the past few weeks with like the girls and everything, and he's had to deal with a lot, so he's kind of like went head first into this video game, and he is literally almost at 100% of the whole game.
Escapism.
It is, but I'm at the point where I might just buy it for you because I'm getting impatient.
Wow, that level of excitement.
I need you to play it, Jackson. Wow.
I will get to it. It's on my list. Don't you worry about it. I know. I am really upset about this because I tend to like be relatively strategic with what games I'm going to play when, and like when things are released, and like, am I streaming it? Is it something for myself? And I feel like this is one where I knew I wanted to play it. I knew I was really excited to play it, but I feel like I missed it because I feel like this would have been one of very few games that would have been really excited to be a part of the zeitgeist and like, the population talking about it and actively uncovering it all at the same time and being a part of those conversations. And instead I'm going to get to it when everyone's like, oh yeah, neat. I'm playing.
Well, you're going to get to it when, because there's a lot of, this is a kind of game where it's not like you do something and then you're like, oh, I fucked that up. Let me go back and fix it. Right. You can't really do that in this game.
Okay.
So for you, you're going to be able to avoid a lot of those things that'll fuck up your end game.
I'm still not paying attention to any of it. Like, I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid most of it.
If you get spoilers, it will devastate the game. Like, the game, the story, I think, is one of the strongest parts of the game. The strongest part of the entire game, one, is the music.
Yeah.
I've actually heard
incredible things about the music. And again, keeping in mind, this game is like 60% of what most AAA games are priced at right now.
It's actually quite cheap. It's only...
It's like $60 Canadian, and most games are like 80 something bucks.
No, mine I think was only 45. No, it was 60. Sorry. It was 60. Yeah. So it was 60, and like you can buy some cosmetics if you want to get the deluxe, but like I wouldn't.
No, I'm not going to.
No, no. Tommy did.
Well, naturally.
He sent me a text being like, I bought the cuntiest outfit.
You know what it sounds like Tommy needs? Another TF Devo over here. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like he needs.
I
know.
I think you need the
test. That's what it sounds like.
I think Jackson's got to get on the roster. Yeah. And I am slowly chipping away at those two and trying to get... I promise you, when I go to Vancouver and we do, and I do my photo shoot with Francis, you are going to be there. And I'm going to say, whatever his shots are, they're on me. Just toss them in there. I need a few. You're going to dress up nice. We're going to get you the cleanup on the beard.
Yeah.
Get you a really good outfit. And we're going to get you some TF Diva headshots. I'm sending them directly to Holly.
Send them.
And I'm ready. He's ready.
I'm ready. That's the thing. It's just like, sure, I could go maybe find representation somewhere. Do I need it? Maybe not. Maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. But just the concept of me being stood alone in a roster of like exceptionally talented and successful drag queens. And then just me on the side. Hi. Like it fucking tickles me. It makes me laugh every time.
I need it so bad.
I'm really excited. So Tommy put on a big drag show in Vancouver and you performed a couple years ago and I was there and it was a long show. There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the end of the show, everyone like gathered on the stage for a photo. And again, it's just me envisioning like a 3-hour drag show. Everyone's sweaty, having performed. The crowd is there. Everyone's into it. It was there's bumping. Jackson. And then they're like, all right, everyone photo. And then I just walk in from the sides like, they're like, who the fuck is this guy? Why is he there? And I'm like, it's me.
She's a TF diva. Do you know what TFD stands for?
Yeah. What? Tommy. Last name. Divas.
No.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was Tommy. Last name. Divas. It's not. No.
What's TFD means the future of drag.
It's even better.
there's Jackson, the future of drag, just the white guy.
I'm an ally.
Yeah, it's an integral part of the community. Yeah.
Anyhow, that sounds great.
Oh my god, funny. But yeah, so that is my... I need you to start playing it.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. So Expedition 33 is, you know, whatever, $60. I saw a stat to say that the three highest reviewed games of the year, none of them are at full price tag. None of them are at like the industry standard 80.
What are the other two?
Blue Prince is one that came out a few weeks ago and people love.
Yeah.
And that one was cheaper and I'm trying
to... Wasn't that one free? I think that one was free for a bit, wasn't it?
I think it's on Game Pass.
Oh. Okay.
As is Expedition 33, which is weird to me because I'm gonna play it on my PlayStation, but I forget what the third one is off the top of my head. It might be maybe the Oblivion remake was cheaper. I don't remember. Anyhow, that's interesting. You know, we've had lots of conversations about what the right price for a video game is, and the cheaper ones are doing it right now, so that's good news.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you would never be able to guess that this game is a cheaper game.
Yeah,
because of the it's just beautifully done. The cutscenes are gorgeous. I mean, it's got its bugs. You know, it's not perfect,
they all do.
But it's still incredible.
Yeah,
and like even some of the scenes, they're just like you would never be able to guess that it was a smaller studio that did this.
Yeah, you know how many people?
I think it's 8.
No, it's 30.
Oh,
it's 30.
But I know it's a smaller. It is a much smaller.
Like, in by comparison, hold on, let's do this. How many people worked?
Oh my god, be so careful
on God of War.
Oh,
300 people created God of War.
Wow.
Yeah, God of War Ragnarok? Question mark. 9 game studios.
Jesus. I mean, you can tell, like, it is the quality of God of War versus Clair Obscur is is marginally different. Like, it has those little things where it's like the cutscene into gameplay is a lot smoother. Mm-hmm. These have more like, it's like a black screen into your cutscene, black screen into your gameplay, which, but for me, that's fine.
Yeah,
like, I love the seamless. I think that's great. But the, if you're giving me a cutscene and it goes into something that is just so incredible and compelling and a beautiful storytelling with great writing,
you know what I mean? Who cares?
I'm giving but I'm giving you your flowers. It has great story, great writing, great storytelling.
See, video games can do it. Again, you play both sides of this coin, so like, I don't know which one I, like, I should argue with
I'm gonna be so fucking mad if you play this and you say the story shit. I'm gonna be actually angry.
No, I feel like that happens very rarely. I feel like that's happened mostly just with Split Fiction. Which we never talked about. I was on my list too whenever we were finishing that up.
Oh my god, I'm surprised we didn't. Well, I think it's because we
much. Talked about that, but what we didn't talk about is that Sydney Sweeney has been cast in the movie. And that's old news now, but that was definitely a missed opportunity.
I think that was a bad idea.
Listen, she's star power.
Is she star power? Or is she just like a set of tits? Like, I don't know. I just don't, she's not just not my favorite actress in the world, but I understand that she's stunning. And she has, and she's beautiful, and she has very large breasts. And I'm not trying to be misogynistic, but like, sometimes I'm just like, okay, well, I don't know, babes. Like, it's either sometimes when I watch her things, I'm either like, she just played that mean bitchy girl real fun and real good, or I'm like, what are you doing? This is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, Anyone But You, waste of time. Yeah. Not great. Her in White Lotus, 30 out of 10. She played
the first thing I saw her in.
She played evil, mean teenage bitch. Great, you know. But I think that's kind of all she could really do. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her in anything. She cries really well. I like.
Did
her
she get cry? She cried.
Great crier in Euphoria.
Oh, I didn't even know she was in Euphoria. I've never watched Euphoria.
It's good.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's your thing, but it's good.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like sexy teens, but on steroids, but not actual steroids, but like just like.
But other drugs.
Other drugs. It sexualizes teenagers to a way that is almost uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Maybe not for me.
It's like I watched it, but almost looking back on it, it's like, ooh, why did I? It makes me kind of feel icky.
Well, apparently people loved it. Zendaya's in it, and like it's very highly regarded.
Yeah, but it's almost one of those that it's like, remember E True Hollywood Story?
Nope.
What?
Look at my face. Am I the type of person who knows what E! True Hollywood Story is?
E! True Hollywood Story was basically like the show that would like expose like what would happen backstage on a lot of these like shows. Oh, cool. And like the mistreatment of the actors, mistreatment of staff and stuff. And it feels like it has the vibe that it would have a really raunchy E! True Hollywood Story. Like, gotcha. There was probably just incredible inappropriate behavior happening all the time on that set. Like, that's just the vibe it gives off.
Right.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say,
Jackson, no, please.
I just wanted to say that it's crazy that we can't find sweaters that have sleeves that fit you anymore. You're rocking a Mickey Mouse hoodie that you cut the sleeves off of?
Slice them right off.
Yeah, I have to imagine that the Disney company is not selling a ton of like...
You can't tell me that this does not make me look yoked, though.
Like, it looks good. That's why I said it's astounding that we can't find sweaters that fit your arms.
I know. I look absolutely fucking jacked in it. I wore it to the gym the other day, and everyone was like, I like your fucking sweater.
Honestly, it's an incredibly unique mashup that really works.
Yeah. Wait. You got to see two.
You're wearing pants?
This is the best part. I'm wearing pants.
Oh, you crop topped it?
It's a crop top, too.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's just too short.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. I think it's a children's sweater. Sure. Yeah, because when I bought it, it was just an exceptionally cold day at Disney, and I just needed a sweater. And I looked and I went, that one doesn't look like too Disney-y. It has a giant Mickey on it, but it kind of...
giant Mickey Mouse on it.
But it doesn't feel like... it doesn't look like Disney merch. So I was just like, okay, it looks like Disney merch, but it looks like vintage-y.
Okay.
Leave me alone. So anyway, so I bought that one, and then I wore it for a day, and I was like, I think this is a child's extra large sweater. This is very small. Mm-hmm. So I haven't worn it in like 4 years. And then I just decided to slice the sleeves off. And now I'm like, pump cover. Nice.
Pump cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of pump covers.
What's up?
How you doing, Jackson?
Good. I'm doing pretty well, actually. You know, still ebbs and flows and comes and goes and swings. But like... you know, I'm doing great right now. I've had a good handful of days through the weekend into the beginning of this week. Juice, you would be so proud of me.
I relaxed.
Had I fucking annihilated self-care on Friday.
Ugh, what'd you do?
Fucking annihilated it.
Tell Tell me.
I'm so good at self-care now.
Tell me. I don't believe you. Tell me about it.
So good. I took Friday off work, right? Okay. We did the recording on Thursday. I got pissed off at the end of my day on Thursday. I was like, whatever. I'm taking the day off. It's fine. I'll wait till Monday to deal with it.
Okay.
Friday, right? Sleep in a little bit, not too much, right? Don't want to be groggy for the day. Get up. Okay. Go get a massage.
Nice.
Crushed it, right? Then I'm there and I'm like, you know what? I'm already here. I made the trip. You might as well. I go in. I'm like, I'm right by the movie theater. Could I see a movie today?
Saw a movie by yourself?
Saw a movie by myself.
Which one?
That's my happy place. And I haven't done it in so long because people are animals and don't know how to behave in theaters. So I've stopped going.
Well, what did you see? Tell me.
1:30 p.m. on a Friday, I marched my ass into that theater with my popcorn and cherry vanilla Coke, and I watched Until Dawn.
Let's go.
That's right. The movie adaptation of a game that's mostly a movie anyways. And it was not good. It was a fun, 5.5 out of 10. It was fun. Okay. I had fun. If this is another one that's like sleepover, slumber party, throw this on. Sure. Why not?
Oh my God. It was us this summer. Sleepover, you know? Slumber parties.
Yeah. Especially because after last week, I was like, should we watch Practical Magic? Everyone seems really, and you were like, nah, that's a fall thing. I was like, okay, I guess fuck that then.
Well, I was planning for our when we hang out in the fall, we'll watch it.
Sure.
There's gotta be like crunchy leaves on the floor. It has to be, I have to wear a jean jacket.
Right.
I put Uggs on.
Yep.
And we're snuggling, drinking apple cider vinegar. No, not apple cider vinegar. Hot apple cider.
And then.
More.
It doesn't stop there.
I'm so proud.
I literally was just like, finish one thing, look at my schedule on my phone. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just went to the barber.
That's why you look so handsome.
That's why I got the haircut and the beard trim up. Nice. So treat yourself. Got a coffee on my way there. I had 20 minutes to sit and sip it outside. It was beautiful. Came home, popped open the fridge. What's that? A big steak that's been sitting there for a day or two. Grill it up. One of the best steaks I've cooked. I'm trying to get better at steaks. And boom, self-care day. I went out and had fun with friends at a party.
There it is.
But that was less self-care. That was just social. But look at that. Look at that. Me taking care of me. Me taking care of me.
And do you feel lighter?
I felt good. I mean, overall, I feel better today than when we talked last time. So
isn't that nice? Prioritizing yourself, prioritizing self-care just makes you feel better. I love that.
You know, it's hard to say like where the attribution lies. Like if it's like, wow, I feel great on Tuesday, it's because of the self-care day.
Yes, but it is.
But you know, who cares? I feel good. I'm not asking any more questions.
You prioritized yourself. You were allowed to deload on your brain. And you are just, nice. And you just were able to just kind of like take all that stress, melt it away, concentrate on yourself, relax, and then go into your next week without holding all of that stress from the week prior.
Yeah. It was good.
You look taller. Your shoulders look broader. Your jawline looks more snatched. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Boo. I appreciate not just the celebratory moments now, but the encouragement along the way. And
always. You know. I'm your biggest cheerleader.
I appreciate that. And then I also think it's worth mentioning, I wanted to follow up with you on this one, that at said party on Friday, one of my friends I hadn't seen in a while went, your skin looks really great. And I went, yeah, I just use water. Can I call Juice and get you to tell them what you said to me?
I need you to wash your face.
I do. With water.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I'm going to take
Can't argue with those results.
I want to swab your face and put it in a petri dish and see how
you can do whatever you want. Listen,
bacteria grows.
When there is zero impact had by the germs.
We're not doing this.
It's not a problem. Who cares?
This is the dodgeball fight.
Is this on your list of non-discussables?
This is my dodgeball.
I'll respect it if that's what you tell me.
This is my dodgeball. I won't bring up dodgeball if you don't bring up your disgusting face washing.
Deal.
I would win.
What's that?
Nothing.
What was that? So that was my Friday. Big day Friday. And then I got to nerd out on the weekend. I did a Pokemon Go community day. Me and five people in the park wandered around, caught some cool, doing the coolest shit. Pokemon Go catching.
Yeah, so. Fucking nerd.
Big day. Big day for my Pokedex.
Nice.
Yeah, I got some new additions. We did some tradesies. And then today, Juice, oh my God, this is going to blow your mind. I caught a Galarian Zapdos, which Whoa. Is like super duper rare, and you can only get them by using this special incense, and you're supposed to use your master ball. Guess what?
Ultra ball.
It was shiny.
Oh,
and I caught it with an ultra ball because normally it's supposed to dash after the first one, but for some reason, probably because this one was shiny, it didn't dash. Boom! So, pretty good.
That's nice. That's nice. Cunty yeah. Zapdos, as I like to call it.
Really cool looking.
The Galarian really cool ones looking. Are like cuntier. They look like they would be mean to you at a party.
Big time. Big time. Yeah. Unapproachable.
Completely.
Unapproachable.
Unapproachable. Completely. I know. Back when Pokemon was kind of on its way out.
They were like, bring it back.
Well, no. The Galarian was like kind of like... Because the Galarian Pokedex was before... Scarlet and Violet, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Cool.
I genuinely have never known like the regions, like even of the red and blue.
Sword
and
Shield.
Sure.
Was Galarian.
Cool. They're fine.
I know. I'm just trying to.
No, I appreciate your question. No, it's great.
No, it's good.
It's great.
You're great.
You're great.
You're great.
You're great. What else
should we?
What else you got going on?
Should we kiss? Absolutely fucking maybe.
Definitely possibly
platonically, just like bros.
Speaking of gay loving, can we talk about our Instagram post? We posted the
oh my god, yes,
Jackson, you're in a room with 100 of your clones, are you banging yourself? And I posted it, and even by the end of it you were convinced that what you were saying didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And somehow the comment section was one of the weirdest it's ever been.
It was like it was weird in a way where people were like almost making me sound like predatory,
yeah,
but like agreeing with me, being like yeah this is how we're gonna catch him next time. Yeah. And I'm like whoa guys,
there was someone who was like same vibe of like you're being a predator, but them like defending me. And they're like, this is exactly the same kind of conversation that straight people would use against the gay people to explain how there's no... And like, I was like, oh my God, dude. And I see you occasionally hop in on like comments where someone very clearly is trauma dumping and you just go like, neat, or thanks. And I was waiting for you to do it on this one. You didn't get there.
No, I didn't get there. I wrote that on a guy who's just like, when we were talking about the homophobes, and he was just like, this is the kind of rhetoric that we need to drop, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's a joke, bro. Like, yeah. Like we're just trying to have fun. What happened to Whimsy?
Whatever happened to Whimsy, Oz?
Whatever happened to Whimsy? Whatever happened to just a little laugh?
Yeah. You don't know? Have to project all over the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, project on this face. Sorry.
Booyah! Anyhow.
Anyhow. But yeah.
We're making some fun clips.
I like the clips were exceptional this week. Yeah, 10 out of 10 on the clips.
I agree. So we recorded Thursday. Then I did a live stream. Then I did the podcast edit. Took an edible. And holy shit, did I find productivity. I was just like popping out these edits and was just like, yeah. I got another one and another one and another. It'll take me no time at all. I was
when we have
was incredible.
Our date when yeah. I visit Vancouver.
Yeah.
Should we have edibles and watch movies?
No, you're sober, remember?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's been a minute since you've thought about it, or
oh yeah, I forgot.
You're trying to trick me. Are you testing our friendship?
No, I just forgot. Yeah. sometimes I forget. I forget, but I don't forget and drink, though. That's not what happens. Actually, a lady at my work won a bottle of wine, and I was trying to make like a wine joke because, I don't know, make wine jokes. And she looks at me and she goes, I don't drink. And I was like, all right, same, dude. It's like I forgot a second there. I was like, oh, yeah, no, me either.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot. Me also.
I mean, after like I think I'm at year 7.
Wow, good for you.
Thanks. Yeah, after that, you kind of just like forget, and it just kind of becomes like a funny joke.
Yeah,
I guess for me. At least.
Remember?
Ha ha ha.
Remember
that one time I fell asleep because I was so drunk, leaning against a pole, and people put a pitcher of beer on my head and bounced it and took pictures of it. That's a true story.
I believe you. It doesn't surprise me even a little bit. Hooray! Anyhow, you want to get into it?
You know what I really want to get into, Jackson?
Tell me.
our Patreon, and Jackson's going to let you know a little bit more about that.
So you want me to get into it?
Yeah, I want you to get into it. You have the better spiel.
Yeah. All right, Barely Gamers, you have reached that point in the podcast where we need to let you know about the Patreon. Head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod for a whole slew of additional content options and opportunities. Over there, you will find day one access. That's access to each episode one day before the rest of the world, full video episodes of each and every one of our releases. You can also find a monthly exclusive video. Last month in April, we released a one-on-one D&D adventure called Adventures in Babysitting, and it's very fun. Please go and check that out if you haven't already. Of course, there's also the opportunity to get monthly cameo-style videos from Juice and myself, or you could go that extra mile and become a Patreon producer like the legends, Mystery and John. Thank you both so very much for allowing us to do what we do. And with that, Juice, I thought it was time to revisit a classic, something that we were humming and hawing on what we wanted to discuss for today's episode. And I said we should do a follow-up to Gamer Slang, to the episode which, again, if you'll recall, we were intending to go back and forth and be like, hey, I'll give you some, you give me some, but it just became way more fun to ask you as a Barely Gamer about gamer slang. So This is, do you know more gamer slang than Juice Box Part 2?
Yeah.
Exciting. Part 2? Well, yeah, because we did Part 1.
Oh, sorry. There was just multiple clips. That's why.
Oh, yeah. One episode with multiple clips that we pulled.
RNG, the big one.
RNG. People had really big feelings about this.
They're very upset with me.
Very big feelings. The problem with this is we're not setting you up for success with this episode in terms of social media presence, because the clips that are going to get put out there are you not knowing these terms, and inevitably you're going to get people popping in to be like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And like, fake we're gamer. Not... Yeah, we're not making the clips about like, wow, Juice, you got it. Good job. Because there's no like hook or turn or conclusion to that story. It's just like you did a thing. But where the comedy lies in is you making it all up. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
First Hit term me. On this list. It was tough for us. We didn't. I didn't go all the way back to make sure that we're not having any repeatsies. If we repeat one, honestly, Juice, that's a gimme. That's a freebie. You can pretend to have known. Yeah.
If we repeat one, actually the funniest thing is if we repeat one, I still get it wrong.
You might get it wrong a second time. Yeah, that would be so funny. I had that thought too. All right. So I have a list that I've pulled from various resources around the internet. Mostly it's them reminding me of stuff that I already knew. Mm-hmm. But if I need to look up something, if you need me to be very specific in the definition, I can. But I want to get things started here with an easy one. Juice, what is, in the context of video games, grinding?
Oh my God, I know grinding. Mm-hmm. Grinding in the concept of video games is when you are either grinding to get leveled up or grinding to get like loot, or just basically doing a lot in the game to prepare yourself for either the next part of the game, like a boss level or like in Pokemon, like a gym.
Yep. Yeah, basically,
oh my God, period.
It's doing the same task over and over and over again to level up, gain experience, and or loot to be better equipped to take on whatever next challenge there is.
You could also say that is experience farming.
Very good.
Thank
You're
you.
You're flexing. Extra credit from the
extra
class
credit.
Pet.
Yes.
Sitting in the front row. Excuse me, miss. You forgot to assign homework.
Somebody did that in my class the other day. I only gave them four rounds of a thing that was supposed to be five.
Yeah.
And she went, excuse me, that was actually supposed to be five rounds. That was four. And one girl went, there's always one in the class, isn't there? She's pissed. And I said, wow, great. One more time, guys.
All right. We're going to give you another easy one. GLHF. What does GLHF stand for?
GL.
And if you need me to like use these in a sentence or give you more context,
can
let me know.
Can you give it to me in a sentence, please? GLHF.
It's going to be quick and easy. We both join a game together and I say, hey, everybody, GLHF.
Good luck, homie fags.
So close. We were.
Good luck.
So close.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good luck, hairy fuckers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what it was.
What the fuck is it?
It's just good luck, have fun. But your instinct to go immediately to hate speech is impressive.
Good luck, have fun.
Good luck, have fun. And instead you're using it to insult people down to their core.
Oh, no. Drag queens.
Yeah, classic.
Okay.
What is an LMG?
LMG.
An LMG.
Use it in a sentence, please.
This is going to be a tough round, so I'm going to bring my LMG.
Oh, that was the sentence. I'm going to bring my loot managing gear.
Very good. Very creative in your incorrect answer. An LMG is a large machine gun.
Oh, come on.
What? It's not a loop managing gear.
Wouldn't you
it's
just not... say my large machine gun?
Because that's so many syllables.
Why don't we have to short form everything?
Everything is short formed. Welcome to video games. Oh. Ready for your next one?
Yes.
Hey, Juice. Please define BM.
Bowel movement.
Exactly. Yes. Everyone says, hey, BRB, BM. And everyone's like, BRB, oh, that guy's going to take a shit. He'll be right back.
Yeah, BRB, I got to take a BM. That's right. That's right. Is that not right?
No, in the context of video games, not just in everyday life. We're talking gamer shit here.
Yeah, but gamers would say that. I'm going to go take a BM.
That's too polite. You know that gamers would be like, I gotta go take a fat fucking dookie. I'll be back. Don't wait up. And then they'll leave their headset on and they'll walk into there and just blast their friends in the ears with fart sounds.
My stream used to be able to hear me piss.
Yeah.
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 Do you have any other guesses for BM or do you just want this one?
Can I use it in a sentence, please?
I embarrassed him, so he decided to pop off with some BM.
I embarrassed him, so he started to pop off with some BM. Bad manners.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's bad manners?
Bad manners or bad mouth. According to RedBull.com, when an opponent acts without grace, such as shouting foul language down the mic after you snipe them at 50 yards in Call of Duty Warzone, which is such a specific example. You got one seemingly by accident. I feel like of all of the answers you've submitted, that was one that you very clearly had no confidence in and somehow got it right.
Okay.
This next one, I would like you to, again, in terms of video games, define the term Smurf.
Smurf. Use it in a sentence, please.
I've been playing this game for years, so I have a bunch of Smurf accounts.
Old saved data that you no longer use.
Okay. Say it again.
Old saved files that you no longer use.
Got it. Yeah. Smurf or a Smurf account is an account, a low-level account for a high-level player. So it's a way to manipulate matchmaking. So if I was kicking ass at Rivals and I was only playing against other incredible people, I could go make a second account to play against other noobs and just fucking destroy them. And that's a Smurf. So
it's like a confidence boost account?
Yeah, it's an asshole account.
It's an asshole account. It's so you can be an asshole.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Okay.
Do you have a Smurf account?
No.
Good.
Because I'm a good boy. I'm a nice boy. What is an aimbot?
An aimbot is a bot that helps you aim.
Could you elaborate a little further?
An aimbot is a mod that you put onto a game that has aim assist onto it, so it helps you aim in the game.
Yeah, For the most part, yeah, it's a hack. It's a cheat in most games, almost all. I would say all. It is a way to cheat, and it will get you banned. It will get you kicked out. But yes, it is a program you can install.
I've gotten right two.
Are we keeping track? Because you're 2 for 7. So I don't know if you want to keep track.
Brother, a win's a win.
It's not a win. You're losing. anyhow, that's a name bot. Juice, what is a scrub?
I don't know, but I don't want none.
Yeah, I knew.
It's a guy that can't get no love from me.
No love from me. Hanging on the passenger side
of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. What's a scrub? Use it in a sentence, please.
You fucking scrub.
Hate speech. A slur. A scrub is someone who plays your game and deliberately loses to piss off other players. I told people in Marvel Rivals, it's just a game, we should have fun, and they proceeded to scream at me the entire match.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't engage. That's a lesson to be learned. Don't engage. But to them, it's life. It's life and death. You're not wrong, but to them, it's bigger than that.
They should grow up.
I mean, we're playing video games about comic book characters. I think we all need to grow up just a little bit. a scrub. I'm actually laughing a lot about Red Bull. I don't know who wrote this article for them, but a scrub, according to redbull.com, because it's funnier, the worst kind of player, a born complainer who will call others out for their gameplay and who will use every excuse in the book to justify a poor showing or dastardly tactics.
I was almost right. Dastardly.
I will be honest, I don't even remember what your response was, but you were not almost right.
Oh my god.
I'm confident in that.
Confident. You were very not confident. Right. Confident. Okay, what do you got for me? What do you got for me?
What is the fog of war?
Bro, what? A fog of war?
Fog of war.
A slur?
This is the third one you've accused of being a slur. None of these are slurs.
What about a fag of war? Fog of war? Use it in a sentence?
The game had just started. I couldn't see much. There was a fog of war.
What? The game just started. I couldn't see much. There was a fog of war. A glitch?
I feel like I gave you the answer in itself. But
I still didn't get it?
Are you locking in glitch?
And I still didn't get it?
You seem perplexed by it, even though I basically, from context, gave you the answer.
No, tell me.
Fog of War is what covers the early game maps prior to you exploring them.
Oh, the fog.
The fog in the fog of war. Yeah, the fog.
Because there's fog on the map.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't see.
Because it's the fog of war. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So not only is the title a direct giveaway, but my explanation handed you the answer and you still managed to get it wrong.
Okay.
Are we still keeping score or?
I'm at 2.5.
What was the half?
I got it almost on the other one.
No. Absolutely not. I would love for you to describe, and this one's not a slur, kiting.
Kiting?
Kiting.
Sentence?
The boss was tough, but as soon as I figured out I could beat him by kiting, I won pretty quick.
Dodging?
You give me a one-word definition on this one?
Dodging and parrying instead of fighting. I played a lot of Expedition 33.
Yeah, you're really locked in on it.
I'm really locked in. Kiting. You're in the sky. You're holding something. Mm-hmm. Arrows.
Dodging and parrying. You're in the sky holding something. Arrows.
My final answer is arrows. It's when you use a lot of arrows. That is my final answer.
Final answer locked in?
Yes.
Very close. Very so close. Close. Very really? Close. Yeah. Kiting is the act of creating enough distance between you and an enemy so that you can still attack them while you move.
So.
Not arrows. Close. So not close.
No, so using arrows.
No. Kiting is in away. Like. No, that's not what it is. Kiting is the movement. It is not shooting the arrows.
But you're far away shooting arrows, so it's basically kiting.
No, kiting is the process of moving left to right so that a boss cannot attack you and you can still attack them. It was a very prevalent...
So when I said dodging, prevalent... I was pretty much close.
You were... No, because it's not an active process of dodging attacks as they come in. You just literally run left or right. And in older games, bosses couldn't track you very well. And you could literally just avoid all of their fire.
Chat, what do you think?
Stop trying to give yourself points for getting nowhere near the
chat,
correct answer.
Chat, what do you think? Was I correct or was I not correct?
This, we're not live. Who are you? How are they going to tell you? This one is gamer adjacent.
Oh.
Yeah. What is a TPK?
Toilet paper kamikaze.
Okay. Can you use that in a sentence?
My girlfriend got mad at me for playing 10 hours of games, so she caused a toilet paper kamikaze and clogged the toilet by shitting just the most monstrous shit
right.
in existence, and yeah. there was just so much toilet paper.
Definitely, yeah.
I think
pretty
I got
good.
It.
Pretty good.
Yeah? Did yeah. I get it?
Pretty good. Dead on. Actually, no notes. Let's move
oh,
on
okay,
to the
crazy.
Next one.
Okay, move on.
Do you want to know or do we want to move on?
I thought I was right.
Yeah, definitely. Toilet paper kamikaze is a thing that you didn't make up.
What is it?
That would be a total party kill, and it's from Dungeons and Dragons for the most part, where everybody dies catastrophically, usually, in
me,
an adventure.
Me, this whole time playing this very difficult game, my whole party dies.
Yeah.
Every, so much.
Embarrassing.
I'm just not a very good gamer.
Mm-hmm. You're barely a gamer. And you know what? You're having fun, and that's all that matters at the end of the
that's
day.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
What's next there, brother?
Maximize that FPS, that fun per second. Your next term is hit scan.
Hit scan is when you scan the enemy, and you get to see their health bar.
Their HP.
HP.
As some people would call it, their hit points.
Points. Hit points.
So
did I do it right? Did I say it right?
You scan people, and then you can see their hit points. Hit, yeah. Scan. Wrong. Yeah. Hit scan is a gameplay mechanic where bullets aren't affected by adverse elements and arrive at their target immediately. And the reason I bring this up is that I can explain it to you. When you're playing rivals, mm-hmm. and you're Jeff, and mm-hmm. you shoot your offensive attack, it mm-hmm. takes time to travel across the map. Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. However, when you play Hella, you just point and click and it instantly hits. That's a hit scan attack. Also, you have this really fascinating habit of defining the terms by just repeating the words in the terms.
It's like
what's
it's
a hitbox? Like using... Well, it's like a box in which you hit stuff. And we're like, good.
Good. It's like in an essay where you use the question in your entrance. In this essay, I will.
Yeah. But when you're defining terms and words, you're not supposed to use those terms
okay,
and words.
Okay, I won't do it in the next one. I'm gonna
okay,
get it on the
great,
next
great,
one.
Great. Right. I would love to hear your definition of the gamer term no life. Without sure. using the terms no or life. The words no or life, which is exactly, you're laughing because that's immediately what your brain tried to do, isn't it?
You got no life.
Immediately, you're like, you have no life. And
so no life means you have zero HP.
Right. So you've died and you have no more life.
And you have no more life.
Points to you for at least creatively getting to synonyms of no life with zero HP. No life is more of an out of game. It's like a gamer culture term where it's like, hey, the next game in my favorite series is coming out. I'm going to no life that one, which just means to like dedicate all of your time and energy in every day to playing the game that you like.
Okay, that's stupid.
Because you got it wrong or? Because
I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Next.
I mean, we're pretty close to the end of this list. The last one I had on here was hardcore mode.
Me when I hit that ass. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just waiting for you to say it's like when you change the mode to be more hardcore.
a level above hard.
Locking it in?
Locking it in.
It has different meanings depending on the game. Yes, a level above hard is a decent one. In a lot of games, hardcore mode means no respawns. So if you were to do like an action adventure game, when you die, you lose. You start the fuck over. So people will do a hardcore mode run of like The Last of Us 2.
Yeah,
which I just finished and you finished a little while ago as well. So in some modes, it basically means no respawn. Sometimes it's difficulty spikes. In like a Call of Duty, a hardcore mode means no like on-screen counters of like your ammo or your mini map. It's just you and the map run around and go do stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just adding, in a lot of cases, like a layer of realism to the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So fun. On that one, extra fun because there were multiple right answers and you didn't find any of them.
No, I said a level above hard. I was kind of right.
You were kind of right. I will give you
2.5
partial credit on that one. 2.5 on the final. How many questions were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You got 2.5 out of 13.
Not bad. A win's a win.
That's not a win.
Listen, a win's a win. Some of us just celebrate the wins that we get and we don't concentrate on the negative aspects of our life.
You're right. I'm being a negative Nelly over here. That's
being
on
a
me.
Negative Nelly. That's oh my God. Speaking of actually exciting things we didn't talk about before, I've started drawing again.
And you didn't tell me.
Did you see my Instagram?
I did, yeah.
I was like, you bitch.
I knew. I was going to make a joke about like, wow, so great that you got a picture of me. But then you'd written at the bottom of it that it was actually your friend Kevin. So
yeah, it was Kevin. Yeah. Because he has a whole Instagram full of just like him half naked. I was just like, I don't need a life drawing class. I've got Kevin's tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to draw you?
I was going to say, do you know how much money I would charge you to model nude for your drawing?
How much money you would charge me?
I would charge you so much money.
Charge me to draw you.
Exactly. Okay.
What's naked. The price? How much?
So much.
Hog out?
Well, that's what I mean.
Freezing cold room.
Why?
Ice cold room. Ice cold room.
Why are you doing that? It doesn't need to be a competition.
just the coldest room in the world.
Lift up the ladies around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try and bring
yours
me down.
Lift right up.
In the cold? Probably.
There was I one time did a painting of a guy for a project in university, and it was a nude painting, so it was just me and him, and I was like doing the thing, and he came up to me after and he was like, "Hey, could you just and I went and I just made it bigger in front of him. I just went, "How's that?" And he went, "Yeah, that's better. Yeah, thanks." I was like, "No problem."
Who's he trying to impress? Who's going to see?
He was being immortalized in a gigantic painting. So he said, "You know, just you know, make it, you could just add a little." And sure. I said, "Okay, I'll add a little."
That was nice of you.
Thank you. I'm anything but kind.
I don't think that's the.
I don't think that was the right.
I don't
way
think
to
that's
it.
The.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't think that's the phrase.
I'm anything but.
In an episode about you trying to define phrases and terms,
fucking
you
up.
Getting that wrong is the perfect button that we needed. So thank you for that.
Exactly. No worries.
And now that we've made it to the end of the episode again, thank you, Barely Gamers, for listening. We really appreciate it. Please tell a friend about the pod. Bring them along. Say that. Tell them to tell us that almost. You told them to be here.
Good.
So it flows right off the tongue.
And that was
great. Speaking of tongues, Juice is going to use his to tell you where you can find our fun clips.
Once again, if you guys are not able to subscribe to the Patreon, that's okay. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, where Jackson is always posting really fun, super cool clips. We love when you guys comment and enjoy the dialogue. We love reading the absolutely unhinged things that you guys say to us, mostly to make Jackson slightly uncomfortable.
Find the line of slightly. This is not an invitation for you to go out there and just try to ruin my fucking day.
Yeah, don't try to ruin his day. Also, I'm just glad you guys don't DM him. But with that being said, don't forget to follow us on It Danger Pod on Instagram. We are always posting some really fun clips. Jackson works very hard on them. So give it a like, give it a share, show it with your friends, and give us a comment. Even if you want, you can give us a like or comment on wherever you listen to our podcast. It helps us boost in the algorithm by just a little bit so new people can find our silliness. With that being said, don't forget to join us next week where Jackson and I are going to be talking about the future of video games. Is Jiggle Physics really going to be what comes next? I fucked that up.
You where Jackson fucked and I up all of it.
Yeah, yeah. Where Jackson and I talk about the future of video games. Our Where Jackson Jizzle and I talk
physics.
Where Jackson and I talk about the future of video games. Our Jiggle Physics, the future. What is next? There it is. Nice. Talk to you next week. Jizzle Physics.
Come on back for those Jizzle Physics, everyone.